This is CBS News. The war in Vietnam. Harriman meets Kosygin again today. B-52s hit the Viet Cong once more in Zone D, and the weekly casualty list is out. The Klan, another rally slated near Trouble Bogalusa tonight. The appointment, reaction varies to Justice Goldberg's selection as United Nations ambassador. And the police chief of Crawfordsville, Georgia, has resigned after 1 week on the job. These and other top stories of this hour on CBS Radio News. This is Reed Collins in New York. Roving Ambassador Averill Harriman talked to Kosygin again today in Moscow. This was Harriman's second meeting with the Soviet premier. They had talked for 3.5 hours last week. The subject then was Vietnam, and it probably was Vietnam again today. Before going over to the Kremlin, Harriman talked by long distance with the president in Washington. Today, Harriman, who has not roamed from Moscow for the past 10 days, headed for the Kremlin again, another discussion he has just completed with Mr. Kosygin. It comes at a time when Secretary of Defense McNamara is back in Washington, apparently convinced South Vietnam needs more American troops. Arriving, the secretary summed up what he saw this way.
The situation is serious today, I think, in several respects. It has deteriorated over the past 12 months. The Viet Cong strength has increased dramatically during that period, primarily as a result of the continuing infiltration of large numbers of soldiers, now regular army personnel, from North Vietnam. But the situation isn't all black by any means. The Viet Cong themselves are suffering very high casualties. The South Vietnamese forces continue to fight and die in defense of their nation. And the increases in the combat strength of U.S. forces, both ground and air, have immeasurably added to the combat power of the South Vietnamese government. As a matter of fact, the most vivid impression I bring back with me, and I think this view is shared by all members of our party, is an impression of the highest possible morale of American personnel and of the technical competence of those personnel and the magnificent state of their equipment and supply.
More in a moment.
The delicious difference in parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
This is the parquet song. Hum it while you spread parquet's flavor. Flavor is the delicious difference in parquet margarine. And parquet gives you that special extra Kraft goodness, quality.
The delicious difference in parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
National Guard officials are urging the use of volunteers to meet increased air transport needs growing out of any big buildup in Vietnam. Guard officials say they believe enough Guard pilots and air crews would volunteer, thus there would be no need to order Guard transport units into federal service. One Pennsylvania Republican congressman says today that if civilian reservists are called up, then those men mobilized during the 51 Berlin crisis should be exempted at the start. The weekly casualty list is out in Saigon, and it shows 28 American servicemen killed in action during the past 7 days. 100 are listed as wounded, and 7 are missing. Government troop casualties number 735, 240 of these dead. The Viet Cong estimate is 419 killed, 28 captured, the wounded unknown. The war went like this today. B-52 bombers from Guam made their fifth strategic strike over South Vietnam this morning. A force of 25 or 30 B-52s hit the D zone again just north of Saigon. Too soon to say what effect this raid had on that communist-dominated jungle. In the past, the bomb runs have been followed by troop probes that have led, in some cases, to heavy fighting. Other American planes roamed over the north again today. The Viet Cong lobbed mortar shells into the 1st Infantry positions around Bien Hoa. No report of plane losses. Casualties in Bien Hoa were light. A B-47 jet bomber with a stuck nose gear belly landed this morning at Pease Air Force Base in New Hampshire. The four crewmen were shaken up but not hurt as the plane skidded in on a blanket of foam. The Ku Klux Klan holds another rally tonight near Bogalusa. The site is a cow pasture in neighboring Mississippi. Bogalusa's civil rights advocates are stepping up their tests of public accommodations under heavy police protection. In Alabama, the state attorney general, Richmond Flowers, says he's going to court to keep a fiery segregationist preacher out of the state of Alabama. Flowers says the Reverend Connie Lynch had exhorted a white rally just 2 hours before a Negro was fatally shot last Thursday night. A Negro sawmill worker named chief of police in Crawfordsville, Georgia last week has resigned. Jesse Meadows, who is 66, said the pressure from white and Negro forces, plus that of the news media, was just too much to take. The mayor of the town says, however, that Meadows was named chief to find out what the civil rights demonstrators wanted, and he found out. More news in a moment.
What's a mother to do?
What's the problem, ma'am?
My husband and my boy, off to bowl with no dinner. They'll grab a quick snack, and that's no way to get their vitamins. What's a mother to do?
Serve them Total for breakfast. Total, the only leading cereal, hot or cold, with a whole day's vitamin supply. One bowl, 1 ounce, gives you 100% of every minimum daily adult vitamin requirement now set by the U.S. government.
Enjoy Total every day. Feel vitamin safe all day.
Mrs. Arthur Goldberg is preparing to leave Washington for the Waldorf Towers and life as the wife of the ambassador to the United Nations. She says she knows nothing about the world of diplomacy, but she adds, we'll do our best. Meeting newsmen yesterday, Mrs. Goldberg urged, say all the Jewish prayers, say all the Hail Marys, say all the Protestant prayers for us. And the wife of the Chief Justice added, we will need them all. She comes to New York soon. Reaction to the nomination of Justice Goldberg as ambassador to the UN is favorable in the Senate, which must approve, and mixed in the United Nations itself. Arab sources in the UN speculate privately that a Jew identified with Zionism may not be able to view the continuing Arab-Israeli dispute dispassionately. To many UN delegates, the name Goldberg was followed by the question, who? And a question to be answered in the coming months. Attorney General Katzenbach says the war on crime has entered a kind of monsoon lull in the United States, but Katzenbach says the government's gathering momentum now and there should be some impressive results soon. Two young boys suffocated in an unused refrigerator last Saturday in the western Pennsylvania town of Republic. Last night, police arrested their aunt, Miss Wilma Epper-Jacy. Authorities say she admits closing that refrigerator door. Senate and House conferees are expected to iron out the last differences in the Medicare measures today, and by next week, a compromise bill should be ready for joint action by the House and Senate. The House opens the second day of debate on the war on poverty money today. The administration wants $2 billion to keep the project going, twice as much as it cost the first year. House Republicans have a snowstorm of amendments ready aimed at trimming the expense. In London, a 61-year-old truck driver accused of stealing the famed Goya painting of the Duke of Wellington was freed on $280 bail this morning, and scientists in Pasadena repeat today they still haven't seen life on Mars.
The year was 1904. Prices were low, and people preferred home cooking. That's the year Campbell's Soup Company introduced their pork and beans. Campbell made them to the home-style recipe of the day, and the price was right. Today, Campbell's pork and beans have that same old-fashioned goodness, and the price is still right. Campbell's pork and beans, an American tradition since 1904.
A state school superintendent emerged from the White House Conference on Education and said, I'll lay odds of 2-1 that we'll have national testing within 5 years and the start of a national curriculum dictated by Washington within 10 years. Said another educator, don't take the bet, the tests are being drawn up now. National testing and the concomitant national curriculum are among the controversial topics on the educational scene, particularly in Washington. And that's CBS News. This is Reed Collins. And now, here's Jack Sterling again with the complete weather for the New York area.
Another great day. Thank you, Reed. Sunny and pleasant today and tomorrow. High both days, 80 to 85. Clear and cool again tonight. The probability of rain, near zero through tomorrow. The percentage, we should say. Sunny over Central Park, the THI 62. Wind northwest at 3 miles per hour. Humidity is 63%. Temperature in Manhattan, 63 degrees.